with thanks to Lanco Group, The Review Show, with George Danikian, Nick Debano and Athos Syrianos on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
We're back. It's a Sunday night and you're listening to The Review Show.
We're into the second hour.
If you're wondering why I was making those strange noises, Andromache, your grandmother, made the most wonderful Greek sweets, and we've just been gnawing away, eating them while the ads were in the background. And I've just got to say, Audrey just continues to surprise. First it was Kouloura.
Now it's Kourambiéres.
Now it's Kourambiéres, and my God, they're good.
They are. Oh.
And my wife will want to know why I'm eating so many of them. The answer is very simple. They're very, very good, Audrey. Okay, so hold on to those. We'll save them for later. Where are we going in this particular hour? Because the best part about The Review Show is we have 2 hours between 6 and 8 every Sunday night, and we'd love you to join us. And if you have something to tell us, something you want to run past us, especially the armchair critic over there, give us a call, 03-99-44-99-99.
Well, that's right. And joining us from over in New South Wales after another bumper week in the NPL over there from SWR 999 FM is Will Gotsis, one of our regulars on The Review Show. Will, thank you very much for joining us yet again.
Our pleasure, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad at all.
Yeah, I like it when not only is it from SWR, but this is the suave Will Gotsis now joining us. He's matured and got better and better and better each and every week. Will, the competition has been just getting more exciting every week. And as promised, you suggested to us there were some terrific contests coming up and there might be a few upsets. There have been, mate.
Yeah, there have been. We kicked off with round 11, Sydney FC and rocked our Sydney Suns yesterday at 3 p.m. at Lambert Park. And the young Sydney FC side, who notched their first win in 10 weeks, believe it or not, they have been close a lot of times that we've spoken about the last few weeks, but they were the better side pretty much for the duration of that full 90 minutes yesterday, and probably Stanton will be happy to get the 3 points.
So, Will, was it a case of, like, as we've said, they've come very close in the last few weeks, was it a case of everything just finally coming together?
Yeah, I think so. They dominated from early on yesterday. Sam McElhattan, their captain, on the rebound with a fantastic strike in the 21st minute, and as we touched on many times, he's going to be a player that, moving forward, probably feature in that CDFC first grade squad. I'd expect him to pick up some sort of contract in the near future, and he was fantastic again. He got the 3 points by the journos yesterday, and Jeremy Cox sealed it in the 62nd minute with his 7th goal of the season. Rockdale really weren't in the contest, and all in all, it was a dominant display by Sydney.
Rockdale last year were, as you told us on a couple of occasions, one of the unlucky sides. They played some terrific football and then fell away late. What's going on this year? They seem to be leaking like a sieve.
Yeah, we. I heard my man Adam Santarossa last week on the preview show that, and I'm the same. Thoughts process with him. Rockdale really haven't changed their squad in the last couple of seasons. It's an older squad. It's not a squad that's been refreshed, and a lot of these other squads, even when the teams are up the top. You see even sides like Olympic and this year Olympic and Apia, and even Blacktown City, you've always got players coming into the squad, and Rockdale really haven't done that, and I think it's finding them out this season.
Now, Will, I must ask you, now, we said earlier in the show that every time we speak highly of Bonnie Rigg, they let us down, but every time we ride them off, they win. They won again on the weekend. They beat the in-form Manly 2-1 at home, and we just keep hearing how they're so inconsistent. Are things going to finally click there? Are we going to see some continuous form? Or is this going to be almost the tail of the season we can expect for the next few months?
Look, I don't know, Thanos, to be honest. But Bonnie Rigg are in second last spot at the moment on 11 points. But as you know, the fifth spot, equal fifth at the moment. Sutherland Sharks are on 14 points along with Wolves. So they're only one win away from being in that top five. And what we've seen in the last few weeks is a breakaway from what I believe the top three sides clearly in the competition at the moment. Olympics on 28 points, Apia game behind on 25, then Blacktown on 23, but you've got a 7-point drop now to Sydney United. So pretty much as it stands, unless Sydney FC go on a bit of a run, that fourth and fifth spot will be fought out by the remainder of the sides, because I really can't see outside of Olympic, Apia and Blacktown, they're going to stay where they are and Someone like Bonnerick, who one week we say they're gone, the next week they're back again. The only thing is, from week to week, the games that they do lose, they're copping a lot of goals. So maybe that might come back to haunt them in the back end of the season when it's goal difference. But at the moment, they're still hanging in there by a thread.
Will, it sounds like we're about to do an analogy to the Tour de France, like the peloton of three it has broken clear. Is there any chance that the next group of, as you say, five or six clubs can go on a sustained winning run and catch up, as so often in cycling the teams tend to do, or the cyclists tend to do? Or are we likely now to see a real split, the top three sides being extra special or, you know, really that much better than the others, really starting to make quite a gap? And that's going to be the case. And then it's going to be the case of the also-rans, or the best ones of the also-rans later in the season, to see who makes up the top six.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as we've said, Olympic, Arby and Blacktown are clearly the top three sides, and it does fall away a little bit. I know Sydney United last week defeated Apia, 2 weeks ago, and that got them, you know, a little bit back on track. But for mine, the beauty about the top three sides winning games consistently every week is that it's allowing the other chasing pack to remain in that top five. So, you know, if Olympic, Arby and Blacktown, other than when they're playing each other, taking points away from the other teams, then you lose 1 week, you win 1 week, you're still maintaining the rage in that middle of the table. So a lot of the teams, I guess, that are, especially when they've got the teams on towards the back end of the ladder with the negative goal difference, I think they want to see Olympic, Arby and Blacktown to continue, because then that'll allow them, if you've got sides like Sydney United, Southern and Wollongong, you know, Manly, even Marconi, if they get the opportunity and they do knock off the top sides, well, they're unexpected 3 points, and it's like a 6-point turnaround. So as it stands, I think they're not going to have too much of an issue with the top three sides if they continue to win. But what we saw last year with Manly, with that run, that last six or seven games, they came from nowhere to make it. You know, they won a penalty shootout. They win the grand final on a penalty shootout. You know, they had that momentum. So it can be done. But at the moment, what we're seeing is those top three sides in Olympic, Apia and Blacktown are the strongest squads, do have the best depth, and are up and running already. And it remains to be seen if the other sides can catch up to them.
You're listening to the FNR Review Show with George Danicki and Nick Debano and Athos Syrianos. We've got Will Gotsis from SWA 999 FM on the line. Now, we know on the table there is a massive difference. But as we said, you know, this league, anything can really happen with that middle gap there. Manly United were the team that went down to Bonnyrigg after, I think, an 8-game unbeaten run. And they play Apia next week in a grand final rematch. Is the quality of these two sides closer than what the table suggests? Or is the table reflective of where these two sides are at the moment?
No, I think where they're at the moment in the ladder is it shows the difference in the squads. I mean, Apia are flying along at the moment. They had a little bit of a hiccup the other week against Sydney United. Manly United, they lost Pandurovic at the end of the last season. He went overseas, and he's a big loss for them. They never really replaced him. And up front, they've really only got Nikola Tedeschi at the moment. So, you know, they're relying on him heavily. Brendan Chalakian, whilst he's going okay this year, he's not in the form that he was last year. And then you've got, you know, he's great coming off the bench, Dylan McAllister, you know, he's closer to 40 than 30. And, you know, they're relying so heavily on him to you know, get them back in contest when he's coming off the bench. And I just don't think that he's up to it at the moment. And Apia, they're travelling along well. You know, they've got Jordan Murray scored two today. Takes him up to the leaderboard on 10 goals this season. He's played 10 games, so goal a game at the moment. So he's in red-hot form. He scored two today against Akoa. Scored a hat-trick last week against Bonnyrigg. He's flying at the moment. So it's going to be a real tough ask for Manly. I'm not sure the situation in relation to Sasa Matsuri. He was out today and this weekend against Bonnyrigg. And he's been their best player in the last few weeks. And, you know, having him out last night, so influential, just didn't help their cause. But all in all, what you read from the match report and the like, it was Bonnyrigg who really dominated that game. And Manly just didn't get out of their own way last night, and I deserve 3 points. But yeah, you just don't know with Bonnyrigg, do you? I mean, 1 week they turn up, they look like rock stars, and And, you know, next week they're sort of, you know, on the floor in the mosh pit. So who really knows?
Mosh pit. Will Gotsis, I have a sneaking suspicion they're listening to some of our summaries on FNR. And they go away and they're like the guys that read the papers on a Monday and they actually believe it. Maybe we need to be tougher on them so that they understand they've got to work harder in the middle of the week to make sure that the results on the weekend are stronger.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe they are. I mean, you've probably seen me, George. I'm the kiss of death a lot of times on social media. When I say a team's out of it, they come back and win. So, Manny's goal last night was fortuitous, but it was through an own goal. Ben Tosi for Bonnerica, unfortunately, conceded that own goal. But, you know, it's really, they didn't score themselves last night. Bonnerica led from start to finish. And we've seen this competition from round one all the way up till this weekend that... you know, any side can beat any team on any given day. It's just the top three sides at the moment are the most consistent sides and they're the sides that you need to pick back.
Now, Will, I must ask you, Sydney Olympic got a 2-0 win yesterday away from home, but a certain white side got on the score sheet again. Was this anywhere near or anywhere close to what we saw last week in his scorpion kick goal?
No, that was unbelievable. I mean, here we are talking about A-League and, the scorpion kick, and then all of a sudden... I've never seen one in competitive football in my whole life, really. And then all of a sudden, in a few weeks, you see a second one. And as we know, Young Whiteside got the goal of the week there. And, it wasn't the same sort of goal, but Olympic were flawless last night. It was 2-0. It could have quite easily been, 3 or 4-0. Sydney United 58 really weren't in the game. They dominated early on. Again, we saw, Sanchez Lopez score his eighth goal of the season. Whiteside, hadn't scored through the first... nine games. He's gone back-to-back after his scorpion goal of the week kick last week. And, Peter Markovic got quite heated in that second half between the two sides and, old adversaries from the old NSL days. Sydney United sort of wanting to take one over the league leaders. But, I think at the moment Olympic are the benchmark, closely followed by RPM and Blacktown City. But it was a fabulous performance and Abbasad really has them flying.
We spoke to their CEO John Boulos a couple of weeks back, and he said to us that they've gone out there and they've made a statement with some players. Abbasad, if you think about it, has come in with basically no pre-season with the players, and he's achieved fabulous results already. I can remember looking to make not excuses, but try to explain to some people that Gombau should be given another chance at the Wanderers. But no, it hasn't happened. And in fact, we've found out now there's a World Cup winner from Germany coming to take over the Western Sydney Wanderers. But to see what Abbas is doing at Sydney Olympic is really exhilarating. He's showing a level of maturity. He's showing some smarts. And he must be a really good people manager.
Yeah, he comes across as one of those managers that, obviously the players want to play for, and there must be really good camaraderie because, I mean, you think of losing a coach the week of the competition, comes in, he has one training session. I know they hit, they lost early on to Olympic, but they haven't lost since, to RP Leichhardt. But that was a game that, whilst they lost 2-0, could have gone either way. And, I was at that game and you walk away thinking, geez, in the end, Arpia scored early on. They had a penalty disallowed. We remember talking about this one on the show, and then they went the full length of the field and scored to make it 2-0 and game beyond. But, they're playing beautiful football from the back. They've got, a defensive line that's George Timotheo and also Whiteside. They're doing great things. And then you go through the midfield and that forward line they've got at the moment, they're banging goals for fun. And the beauty is, whilst they've got a couple of players that are scoring regularly, there's any number of players in that side that get on the team sheet every week. And, they're playing beautiful football. And, they're coming out hard with purpose, especially in that first 15, 20 minutes. They're looking to blow teams off the park. And that's what they're doing at the moment. And with the possession football that they're playing, they're really running teams, ragged in that first half. And even if they don't get the results in that first half, they're happy to wait. And, the fruits of their labour, is there for all to see in the second half when they, get on board. And they're the sort of side that can go 2-3 real quickly and put the game beyond doubt, as we saw last week against Wollongong. The game was in the balance at 2-1 and, not long to go, and all of a sudden it ends up being 5-1. And that's the sort of side that we've got at the moment leading the NPL 1.
We're talking New South Wales MPL with Will Gotsis on FNR's review show. I haven't been to Belmore for ages and ages and ages. I remember it as the Canterbury Bulldogs' home ground. How does it configure for Olympic? Have they done a good job with the setup? Is the ground conducive to creating a really good atmosphere for the Sydney Olympic team?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's one of the few grass pitches we have in the competition, but it's always well, as you can imagine, with the Bulldogs being the tenants of that ground, they always have the game pristine. And I guess when it comes game day, it's always there for good football. They play the FFA Cup midweek. They play on the Peter Moorfield, which is outside, so they don't play on the main ground. Sometimes this year it's definitely not to Olympics' detriment, but they don't always get to use the main game and the main field until game day. So that can be a negative at the moment. But other than that, it's in tip-top condition. All the fans sit in the grandstand. It's a beautiful grandstand there. And so, you can watch some nice football there. And they're flying along and, definitely a long way to go. We're only just in the midway. Today's round 11, so it's halfway through the competition. But what we've seen in that first half says that Olympic will be close to being there on grand final day.
And Will, in relation to the crowds there, do they get big crowds to create that atmosphere that can be created at that ground?
Oh, look, I think you probably see, other than the marquee games in, say, the Victorian Premier League, the same as New South Wales. I mean, you're getting consistently between 800 to 1,500 people. I guess Olympic is starting to get a little bit more now because they're playing wonderful football and the fans are coming back to the games. I think over the last couple of seasons with some politics within the club, some management issues, and some dramas with the board, we haven't seen the fans on board with the club, but they're certainly coming back and they're loving what they're seeing. And as I said, I'm glad that someone like Abbasad has got the opportunity because he was a wonderful footballer. He was a winner, he was a goal scorer. And I think what you see a lot in that front third of Olympic can be traced back to Abbasad's playing days because he's taken a lot on board from playing both here and abroad, and he's implementing a lot of that in their structure and it's showing.
Now, Will, one question before we let you go is, any more word on a certain Tim Cahill making his presence felt in the MPL in New South Wales?
Oh, look, I think I'll go, as much as Adam said the same last week, I'll say the same. I don't think there's enough money for someone like Tim Cahill. Whilst it would be good, I think that you're not going to get the crowds in to recruit the return on investment. It would be fantastic, but I don't think that we would see that. We've seen other players. I think there was Ben Kalfala last just announced he's playing. Is it VPL 2?
Yes, MPL 2 yes, down he's playing there. For Nana Wadding.
Nana Wadding. So,
and he played yesterday.
Yeah, that's fantastic. He's seeing that these A-League stars, and he wasn't just an average A-leaguer. He's one of the greats in his time in the A-League. And to see him coming back and seeing the MPL clubs some vision moving forward, and obviously they're going to they expect to get some numbers on seats and the like. But you see that in New South Wales with obviously Matteo Pagliacca out at Marconi. But I think Tim Cahill, dollar-wise, is probably that next level. And unless he's going to do it for fun.
Or for free.
PR, I don't think so.
Or for free.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a walking billboard, so I don't think for free is going to be an option, really.
Gotcha. Well, Gotsis. Yeah, got it.
Gotsis, yeah.
Well, Will, it was certainly great speaking to you again this week. We look forward to speak to you next week after the grand final rematch, which we'll see off the round there. Of course, that's Apia and Manly going head-to-head.
I hate it when they say grand final rematch. There is no grand final result hanging on this match next week.
It's just a rematch of the two teams that met in the grand final.
Use that logic. Yeah, it was a 2-1 result during the season. It was a 2-1 rematch. If you want to talk with that sort of logic. But then again, I get the whole grand final.
Yeah, we are boosting the game.
So does Will. That's the best part.
Yeah, just before we go. So next week's games, obviously, Sutherland and Rockdale, that's going to be an interesting game. Both sides could win that game.
Need wins. They both need wins too.
Yeah, they both do. So Sutherland need to win to consolidate that spot in fifth because there's so many sides chomping at their heels. Bonnyrigg are hosting Olympics, so we may see that bad Bonnyrigg next week, or we could see the upset of the season. So that's going to be interesting. And Sydney United, the local derby, the Fairfield Denzer Park derby out that way. Sydney United's playing Marconi on Saturday night. So a game, again, that could go either way. on Sunday to Coa and Sydney FC. So Sydney FC will probably fancy their chances, perhaps going back-to-back there. So that's a good test for Hakoa at home. On Sunday, the game I'm calling for Football New South Wales, Blacktown versus Wolves. So I look forward to to updating you how that game panned out. And again, the later game is Arpi versus Manly. So some interesting clashes. I guess there's no games in there really that where you would think a team's hopeless in. And I'm looking forward to calling that Blacktown versus Wolves game. I get to see, obviously, Luke Wilkshire up in the flesh for the first time this season. So looking forward to that. And on the back of that victory today against Marconi, it'd be a nice test for Blacktown City at Lilies next week.
Of course. And Will, we must thank you once again for joining us. And we'll speak to you again next week for a full review of everything that goes on.
My pleasure, gents. Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you.
Triple Nine FM Athos. Don't turn off my mic. But
it's clearly, you know what the problem is? He's probably channeling some other football code in the background. And he's so exasperated, or he's so short on the fuse that he just wants to cut everybody off.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's just not happy.
Yeah, George Katsanas likes kicking over water bottles.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's rubbing it off like, oh, it's nothing. It was an accident. But well, I know there's a bit of a secret.
Aberration, he'll say.
He wants to cut off the armchair analyst from talking and bringing in his opinion. That's fine.
Well, that's it. Are we wrong, Athos?
No, well, it might have just been a slight slip of the finger
sure.
there.
But, right, okay.
Yeah, are we gonna take a short break?
We'll take a short break.
And on the other side, we're going to cross over to Europe and speak to our European expert, Vitor Doria, about a full wrap of everything City. Of course, it was Buffon's farewell, and he went out a winner, lifting the City trophy there, winning the league. And, of course, there were some other big games in Spain, the German Cup final, and, of course, maybe we can throw in a bit of FA Cup there as well.
We'll talk about what's coming tonight. Tonight's the big games, Athos. So that's
I love it when he gets pumped up about an Italian game.
You can't not,
he cannot sit back.
You feel the passion.
It's that Champions League spot up for grabs. All that and more on the FNR Review Show back after the break.